Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
John, they've been doing that Wimbledon thing for a few years now, huh?
Yeah. Did you watch any of it over the weekend?
I did not.
Even after the conversation we had on Friday, you didn't pay any attention to it?
No, I didn't.
There was a possibility of having a U.S. woman win Wimbledon on Saturday, and it just didn't, you didn't care.
No, I really didn't pay any attention to it. I thought, if anything, our conversation reinforced that I didn't need to. Nobody seemed outraged that we don't talk enough tennis on this show, so I just felt like, all right, we'll move on. We'll talk Tiger baseball instead. No, but I did miss the first Italian to win Wimbledon, a fellow Paisan.
Yeah, Yannick Sinner. I did not know Yannick was an Italian name. Did you?
I didn't either.
Yannick Costa?
Got your cousin Yanni?
Celebrate with a little bolognese.
There you go.
I did look up some stuff on him. His dad was a chef.
Really?
Well, still could be. I don't want to do his past tense.
Still alive? He's probably still cooking. Probably cook something up.
I mean, he's only 23. He should be here.
He's going to be here for a while. Mm-hmm. But he's won, what, three of the last four tennis majors?
Mm-hmm.
Get used to this guy, this Italian stallion.
Going full Rocky.
Pretty much. Speaking of movies, we'll get to your movie review coming up at 9:18. Mm-hmm. We have ticket text on the headline from the first half of the Tigers, 248-539-9797. Tigers holes are starting to show heading to the deadline. Gonna have to try.
I don't know that it's more obvious now than it was last Wednesday.
Oh, it's certainly more obvious. I mean, it was on full display.
Maybe more obvious to fans.
It reached a new low, so I would say it's more obvious.
To fans.
Statistically, it reached a new low, factually, to anyone with eyes, ears, and the ability to pay attention.
I don't think Scott Harris is waking up this morning going, oh, we need a reliever.
Aha!
No, he knew that last Wednesday. Now it's a matter of, when are they going to pull the trigger, and how many moves are they going to make?
Hinch did pitching chaos last year as a headline, but guys, this year it's failing and failing miserably. Holton and Herder are serving up meatballs. Oddly enough, Holton's actually been good in the month of July. It's Canely and Herder.
Well, and they've had better starting pitching throughout the course of the year than they had last year.
Yeah. Pitching chaos, they're not going to rely on it this year the way they did last year.
Nor do they need to.
Dodgers are 3-7 in their last 10. Are they done too? Why is this the flippant response we get from people?
Well, you put it out there.
What?
But both the Tigers and the Dodgers have their series, their divisions locked up, according to you.
Yes, I do think both divisions are locked up, even with a modest losing skid.
Yeah, Gov as well.
But this idea that, like, well, if it happens to the Dodgers have a better roster. The Dodgers are the reigning World Series champions. The Dodgers, it's not an if, it's how much they're going to add at the deadline. They're not the same team. I don't know why people get all offended that we would point out concerns with the Tigers as if...
Well, and my point was, every team has concerns. There's no perfect team out there right now. If you ask any Dodgers fans, they're probably panicked right now because their starting pitching is all hurt. And they have more... on IR in terms of salary then some teams have total.
You're right about that. Ticket texters. This one says, the Tigers remind me of when you lose weight too quickly. It seems to come back. Sorry, John.
I'm 3 years in.
You've done a good job. You've held it off.
Mine's still off. Yeah.
But this like snap back effect.
Yeah. Yeah. The rebound.
You can't be extremely mediocre. That's like buying an extra medium shirt. You can be extremely good or extremely bad. You can't be extremely mediocre. That's just mediocre. Yeah. That's kind of what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Texas says they're not a mediocre baseball team. They're struggling a bit because of Meadows and Vierling. They're giving them next to nothing right now. That's two holes in the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with that.
I agree with that. They're one game above 500 pretty much since Meadows came back.
I think June 1, they're one game over.
And he came back, I think, the second.
Okay.
And it's so different than their record last year when Meadows came back up.
Yeah, they're like a 100-win pace when he played.
Yeah.
Look, I would not be against them sending Meadows down to see if he can get his bat right. And in the meantime, Vierling plays. And then if Vierling's not right, by the time you hope Meadows could come back.
Then Javi's playing center.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you should be adding a bat because you don't want to be relying on everybody hitting at the same time.
Exactly. I mean, they can't afford having both Vierling and Meadows. I don't disagree. It's early on Vierling. It's 39 at bats. That's extremely small.
But he had like what, one game before he got the re-injury? He's had such a disjointed year. I'm with you. I think this is premature.
But you can't put yourself back past the deadline.
Yes, exactly. You also can't say he's gonna make it happen. You don't have any certainty of that.
All we wanted, he's not like some people said on the text earlier, we refer to him as he's the savior that's coming. Nobody ever said he was a savior. He was an important piece on the team last year, and all you wanted was him to return to form. Now, somebody else had also pointed out he didn't play well in the playoffs last year.
But, well, his track record in terms of who they expect him to be is much better than he's been to this point. Like, if he gets back to... You know, 255, 260. We're not talking about an all-star or a superstar. We're talking about a guy that can be consistent, and they can count on that. So I have no problem with them trusting that he's going to get to where he has been in his career. The issue is Parker Meadows. Parker Meadows has more time where he hasn't performed at the plate than when he has. And last year, they sent him down. I don't remember when they sent him down. It's got to be around this time. Maybe it was a little bit earlier.
It was earlier.
And when they brought him back up, he was able to be much more productive.
Yeah, because I think one of the peaks was with the Little League World Series. Didn't he have a moment in that?
Yeah. No, he came up in early July. He had a good series in Cincy. Then he got hurt again, remember?
Right, and
then
he came back in
August, right around after they had sold Flaherty. But, I mean, just look at it here, guys. He Meadows has to hit better. He has to be the guy that he was last year. That's why I liked him so much as a player. If he's not, I'm getting Jacoby Jones vibes.
Oh, no.
I know. Vierling has a 4.82 OPS. Tommy Canley in July has a 46.5 ERA. When you put these three players together, there's no reason why they wouldn't be doing 500 or maybe even a little worse recently. Mm-hmm. You know, so those three things will not continue, okay? One will get sent down. The other one probably should work it out, Vierling, if you look at his career. He isn't even if he got his OPS to 675, at least he's contributing.
Well, I think the key, though, is he could be a guy who's not an everydayer, but on a postseason roster. Because of what AJ likes, he's a righty who can hit righties and lefties. He's a guy who can play infield and outfield. They love him as a base runner. So even if it's, hey, he's the one of the final two guys on the roster and they use him strategically off the bench, I'm not giving up on Vierling, but what I don't want to do is say, I don't need an infielder. I have Matt Vierling.
Exactly.
Does that make sense? Like, he can be the end of the roster, but that doesn't mean it precludes you or should stop you from looking to add.
And don't overlook the fact that Meadows in the last week or so has had kind of two sloppy defensive plays.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he can't hurt the team that way.
No.
Right, and I think he is pressing defensively because he has a lack of production at the plate. So he's trying to justify, hey, if I can make some spectacular plays in the outfield, and you don't want a guy going out there thinking, I've got to do something spectacular, because then it leads to triples and balls that, hey, you die for, they could buy you, and now all of a sudden, hey, Seattle scores a run, and it snowballs.
248-539-9797. The Tiger headline from the first half of the season. What is it to you? We'll get to John's movie review. Popular movie came out over the weekend. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's Heather. Verizon thought of a lot of different ways they could show their appreciation to active military members and veterans, like rolling out the red carpet, providing a personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. Well, at Verizon, they're doing all that in the form of special military discounts. That's why they're giving military and veteran families mobile plans with the military discount starting at just $25 per line per month for 4 lines on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Plus, a 3-year price lock guarantee, excluding taxes and fees. Think of it as their way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what I call a celebration. Visit your local Detroit Verizon store to learn more. Discount for personal lines only for military and veterans. Approved verification documents required. $30 per line per month for 4 lines, less $20 account discount. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. For unlimited welcome plan in times of congestion, your data could be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Came out this weekend and it had a big time debut at the box office, more than $200 million. Critics love it. Regular folks love it. Rotten Tomatoes gave it, I think, an 82, 83. John Jansen saw it right when it came out, which surprised me because you're not a superhero guy.
No, but Teddy is.
Okay.
And I'm a Teddy guy. So we went, and it was fine. It was entertaining. Not my genre of movies, but it was, I wouldn't say it was great. I wouldn't say it was bad. It was just kind of, it was extremely mediocre.
Well done.
Roger Ebert, he is not, but yeah. I know a lot of you went to the theaters this weekend to see this, and there was a lot of buzz around Superman as they want to reboot the franchise. They failed earlier in the last decade, and they want to reboot this whole universe, and sounds like it was a good movie. 248-539-9797. We got a few minutes before the news. We'll get back into the Tigers at 9:35 and a little NFL storyline as well. Big superstar team is listening to trade offers on. But you saw it. And
I saw it, yeah. Lex Luthor was very punchable.
Okay, that's good. He's the villain.
Yeah, he's the villain. So, yeah, I mean, mission accomplished there. Nathan Fillion as the Green Lantern. I just thought it was not a great job of casting. I would have liked to have different delivery, different actor in that. And I like
but you
him.
Like Fillion.
Yeah, I do like him. I saw him in Castle. I saw him. I've seen a couple of shows of... what's that new one? The Rookie that he's in. My daughters watch that one. Walk in every once in a while, and he does a fine job. He seems to be more of a TV actor personality than a movie actor. I just didn't like him in that situation.
I'm sure he'll get his own spinoff in this universe because they're rebooting it. You just won't watch that one.
No.
I guess
no.
Unless
Teddy wants to watch it. Yeah, I'm just not a superhero movie type of guy.
So I had seen people say there's a shift in like superhero movies became very dark, like post Christopher Nolan's Batman, right? Like Gotham City and dark. And this, people said, is a little more like colorful and whimsical. And like Superman's story is not an overly complicated story. In the sense that, like, he fights for good, he's got all the powers. It seems like there's maybe a return to more of that.
I'm very cautious in to talk about some of the things of this movie because I don't want to give away any spoilers. Okay. It's such a new movie. So, I don't know that we'll ever do this topic again. But I thought it was fun. There's a lot of action. So, if you've got young kids that are into Superman, it will hold their attention. There's a lot of action throughout.
Ticket text. Husband and I saw Superman last night. Other than Crypto the dog, I thought it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I didn't understand the whole dog thing. I just didn't understand why they would inject...
Was the dog from the other planet, or is the dog from
Earth? It's Superman's dog.
Okay, but I asked because did the dog come with him from his home planet or not?
They don't really explain that.
Okay.
At least I wasn't paying close enough attention. But yeah, he does have a dog that is... Doesn't follow orders.
Okay.
Does he have a cat too?
No. You can't make. I mean that's the whole Batman thing. Catwoman.
Texter says Nathan Fillion is the Green Lantern. Is a Green Lantern, but not the Green Lantern. We have to lean on Greg here for some of this.
He is the Green Lantern in this movie.
His character's supposed to be a jerk. John. Movie was great. 5 out of 5. Signed, Jaden.
Okay.
Okay.
Some people are going to love it. Some people aren't. Some people think it's going to be right where I thought it was, right middle of the road.
Okay. 248-539-9797. Any interest?
I have zero interest.
Yeah.
No, we will not. I will not see this until it streams maybe, and then one night we'll watch it. No. My kids have never seen Superman. They don't even know who Superman is.
Well, at one
they've
point,
never seen a superhero show or movie.
Brooks will, I would think, and I'm not saying Emily won't, but... I think Brooks will get into the superhero thing a little bit.
I think
bit.
When he's older. I mean, he hardly watches TV now.
Right, yeah.
And
but
when he does,
yeah, by
it's
older,
like...
You, 3, 4, 5-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's waited his... The thing I like is when a kid says, you know, who's 6 years old, I've waited my whole life to see this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Or this was the best day of my life.
Yes. Small sample size.
Yes.
Texter says Superman is the dumbest superhero of all time. He can simply do anything and everything. Fastest, strongest, and the only thing that can stop him is a green rock. His secret identity is a pair of glasses. Just lame, Jeff and Petoskey.
Okay, fine. If you don't like it, that's
fine. You're
not
going to like it.
Yeah. It's I like the original Superman.
So that would like the who's the actor in that?
Christopher Reeves.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought he was good. I like that one.
Did you like Superman 2 with Reeves?
I don't even remember.
Remember General Zod?
Yeah, but I just don't remember enough of it. We only watch it. I mean, we literally have that version of Superman, the original, on replay almost all day right now. Teddy is so into it. He wants that. His birthday is in September. Obviously, Halloween at the end of October. He wants Superman.
Oh, yeah. You got that decided.
Same birthday. Yes. He wants to be Superman for Halloween. So that's why we went to see it.
Text says, I saw it. It had its funny moments, but it was too corny.
It was very corny. There were some, again, I don't want to ruin anything. There were some other characters in there where you're like, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's out. A lot of people saw it. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, there's a man in custody after police said he barricaded himself inside the Stellantis assembly plant in Sterling Heights over the weekend. It happened on Saturday afternoon. The man who was or is an employee at Stellantis barricaded himself inside. The building had to be evacuated. Employees working their shifts were sent home. There was a crisis negotiation team that worked with members of a special response team to help get this guy to surrender, but it took nearly 4 hours to do so. The suspect was taken into custody. A weapon was recovered. It's unclear what prompted the situation, but everything remains under investigation. Sad story. An attorney from Novi died on Friday while running in an ultra marathon in Colorado.
Is it 100 miles?
Yeah, 102.5 miles.
Yeah.
Which seems, I mean, when I hear a regular marathon, to me, that's crazy. I could never run 26.2 miles, but this was an ultra marathon.
Cause of death? We don't know.
Unprovided. Yeah, she was running. 60 years old, was running in this race when she collapsed 3 hours in. So pretty early on into this long, long race. Rescue crews had to use like off-road vehicles, 4x4s, to get to her. And then they also had to hike a quarter mile in this remote trail just to begin, you know, trying to resuscitate her because of where they were running through the mountains, essentially. This, of course, wasn't her first ultra marathon. You got to start somewhere when you're going to start. But no, she had run others before. She had competed in many Ironman triathlons, mountain climbing. So this was not her first rodeo.
An adventurer.
Yeah, and in very good shape, it sounds like. So sad news there for sure. John Elway will not be facing charges related to the death of his longtime friend and former agent who died from injuries he sustained after falling off of a golf cart that was driven by Elway. I just can't imagine what he is feeling. It was ruled a tragic accident. Authorities say, you know, the investigation is complete. It is done. They say Jeff Spurbeck's death was just a tragic accident. They did everything they could and found no criminal activity at all discovered. But man.
Yeah. Agent, longtime friend. I just can't.
You would still hold myself accountable always. Like that,
you would feel responsible.
I would, because if it was me behind the wheel, I just would, even though it sounds like it wasn't his fault at all. But man, it's a tough spot to be in. Cleveland Browns rookie running back Quinshon Judkins found himself arrested over the weekend, woke up in jail. He was arrested on Saturday for domestic violence, appeared in court the next day. He was given a $2,500 bond, which he posted and was released. He was ordered to have no contact with the victim, also have no access to firearms. The Browns said, yes, we are aware of the situation and we are gathering more information.
Was it a longtime girlfriend?
So I read one article and it was report like a delayed report because it sounds like it happened at an airport. On July 7th, but was reported days after. And it was a former girlfriend, but had apparently traveled to see him as just friends. The article that I read. So yes, they had been dating at one point in time. Were they in a relationship now? It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like they're more friendly with each other, but there's a lot. Yeah, exactly. Maybe not so much. Yeah. Hey, the next time you travel, you might want to set your luggage somewhere other than your bed. So there's a new study that found that your suitcase may be a breeding ground for bacteria. More specifically, the wheels on your suitcase. They say they're 58 times more dirty than a public toilet seat.
Well, I mean, it rolls wherever.
It sure does.
It rolls wherever
you go. And a microbiologist basically said, we have found skin bacteria, environmental molds, and some fecal-associated germs, amongst other things, on the wheels of your suitcase, but also all over your suitcase as well. And they basically say, make sure. Experts say you should actually be washing your suitcase, at least wiping it down every single time you travel with it.
Spray it with Lysol.
Somebody would do that, yeah.
When's the last time you cleaned your suitcase?
Never.
I mean,
never.
Like,
yeah. No, I mean, it doesn't. It makes all the sense in the
it
world
does make
because,
sense.
Especially if it's a carry-on, right? It's a roller bag. Yeah. You're going to take it into the restroom with you. It's,
yes.
It's rolling through the entire, you know,
everywhere.
Fecal-related matter.
Sure.
But a lot of people do that. They wherever they're going, or they come home to unpack, and it goes right up on the bed.
Yep.
To then unpack, and you're opening it up.
Same thing to pack. Yep.
Just be careful where you set that. Finally, a study found that we all know Mondays are no fun for anyone, but Mondays apparently are going to continue to suck for the rest of your life, whether you're actually working or not, because a new study found that Mondays stress us out even when we are no longer working, and a lot of retired people get stressed on Mondays too, and researchers think that it's because work week stress is just so deeply ingrained in us.
So you've been trained to be stressed on Monday.
Exactly.
So there's no escaping Mondays even when you retire.
Yeah. Exactly. The Sunday scaries will get you.
Tuesday will be here before you know it.
It's true.
Heather with the news. All right, before the hour ends, we are going to talk about an NFL superstar. A team is listening to offers on him. And coming up next, a blessing in disguise. It's 97.1.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Tigers pummeled over the weekend. Season-long four-game losing streak, outscored 35-14 to the Seattle Mariners.
Ouch.
Yikes. And the one they should have won on Sunday is the one they've won all year. The bounce back, get right, had a lead late, and Tommy Canley throwing meatballs. Will Vest walking batters, a bullpen that continues to implode. But John, it was a good thing. And I know that's where I lose you.
Yeah.
I lose you at losing is good.
It's never a good thing.
You immediately recoil. And I want to try to have the conversation with Tiger fans that this is a good thing, that this is a blessing in disguise, that this happening when it happened, the way it happened, as emphatic as it happened, adds urgency and desperation ahead of the trade deadline. I know Scott Harris is aware of his bullpen. But to this degree, it's undeniable and begs an additional amount of resources be spent on the bullpen. If he thought, hey, there's a guy out there in the middle innings I can pick up, throws new shapes that we don't have, okay, but now you need a back-end guy. You need a swing-and-miss guy. When Benetti's bringing up that you're 30th in swing-and-miss out of your bullpen, and it's as ugly as it was this weekend, you might need two arms. Like, John, I think this rearing its ugly head now, as opposed to a month from now, increases the urgency and the desperation for Scott Harris.
I don't think it changes the perspective of Scott Harris at all.
It should.
I think he was very well aware that his bullpen was insufficient for winning a world championship. So what happened over the last couple of days, and really what's going on with Canely for the past month, I don't think it's not breaking news to him. So maybe this has changed. I think this is more of a fan conversation. This has changed a lot of the perspective of some fans. For all of those that said it had to be, you know, Bregman. Well, Bregman's not going to be available because the Red Sox right now are currently in the wild card. They're 10 in a row.
Yeah.
And I think the message there is addition by subtraction. Devers no longer there. Now all of a sudden they're operating as a team and they're winning.
Yep.
So, but getting back to Scott Harris, I think he is, if there's a certain number of GMs or president of baseball operations that are more analytical than others. Scott Harris, I think, falls on the I'm more analytic than others. He is looking at the numbers of Canely, of this bullpen, saying that's not good enough to win a World Series. It didn't take what happened on Sunday for him to realize, oh, light bulb moment, I need a reliever.
No, John.
And I don't think it added any sense of urgency. I think he has probably been looking at a lot of different relievers, and I've been saying it for nearly 2 months. If I'm saying it,
you know he is.
You know he is. And you maybe, know AJ Hinch is going to him and say, boy, I could really use another couple bullpen arms.
And look, maybe fans are the last to the scene here because best record in baseball, our S doesn't stink, we're fine. And then a weekend like this, you go, oh, we are not fine. Maybe this is more of a fan topic. But I think even for a Scott Harris, if you thought, boy, this was a 6 out of 10 problem for our baseball team, feels more like an 8 or a 9 out of 10 problem now. Does that increase the caliber of arm you add, the number of arms you add, making a move before the deadline and then on the deadline? Does this create more urgency for Scott Harris? Because if it does, it's a good thing. If it causes him to add even more than he would have originally because the problems are deeper than they were, that's a good thing. Figuring that out now, way better than figuring it out then.
Yes, but I've got to give the benefit of the doubt to Scott Harris to think that he thought that this was an issue long before Sunday.
But the level of issue, that's all I'm disputing, is it became a bigger issue this weekend?
I don't think it changed his opinion at all.
But do you think it became a bigger issue this weekend?
For fans, yeah.
For the baseball team, it became a bigger issue.
I think it's been an issue. Okay, they lost a game.
Help me out here, people. I think it's a bigger issue now, but it's a bigger issue.
How many times have we taken calls? How many times have I said we need relievers? You keep saying, right-handed bat.
Both.
No, we need a reliever. We need to help the bullpen. So no, it's not a bigger issue. I've been saying we need a reliever.
You're saying, how can the number one issue be a bigger issue? It could be more of a number one issue. 248-539-9797. We're reaching the stupid phase of this discussion. Yes. So we need other people to help us. 248-539-9797.
So what Jim is saying, John, we've done this a few times today, but again, the priority of how good the bullpen arm is that they add has probably been elevated because of Canely. I think going into the last couple weeks, we all thought, okay, we're pretty good here.
You got Vest and Canely, and you're adding a sixth or a seventh inning guy.
And because of Canely's performance and the way he pitches, the bad's really bad. Yeah. Because when the changeup doesn't go where it's supposed to, it's BP. And so they need to add somebody that is capable of sliding into the spot Canely's been in this year if Canely continues to falter. If Canely has problems in the postseason. So let's say you're in game one and Canely gets in trouble and costs you a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday or like this weekend.
Pick a day.
Yeah. Then the next day you have to have somebody to go to there instead of Kainley.
And right now you're looking over both shoulders. Like yeah. I think Tyler Holton's quietly settling back in, but bullpens can get unstable very quickly. And I think we're watching that happen. I mean, it's more than a month now of this.
Yes. And I've been saying it for more than a month. Please give us some relievers.
Guys, John's smart. He knew this was happening. Scott Harris is smart. He knows this is happening. We're all a bunch of idiots who are late to the party.
What I'm saying is I am not a baseball analytics guy. There's a lot of numbers that I don't understand, and I'm not going to sit here and say. I'm just looking at it as a fan. Yeah. And as a fan, it's obvious. To me, it seemed obvious that they needed bullpen help and a couple of arms. They need it more so than they need a right-handed bat. Now, your argument is, okay, they may be able to get to the World Series. They may be able to get to ALCS, DS, whatever you want to say, mm-hmm. but they're not going to ultimately be successful if they don't add that extra bat. You may ultimately be right, but I don't think they get there unless they address the bullpen.
We'll break down weighted run created plus later in the show. More analytics. What's XFIP? Nolan in Rochester, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
How you doing?
Good. First of all, I'd like to say I'm fully confident that Scott Harris is going to do something. My biggest concern is the timeline of things, because we obviously know how quickly you can fall behind in baseball or lose a large lead. Obviously, they have the largest lead in the division, but by the time the deadline comes around, I'm not saying we could completely fall off the rails, but the bullpen is a major key to keeping us on track. I would like to see Scott Harris do something before the end of the month, you know, the last day of the deadline. Me personally, just so that way you can kind of get a sense of relief, kind of see where they fit in and how things are. So that way, if you do need to maybe go out the end of the deadline and grab another piece, you can do that.
Yeah, like in a world where they make a deal this week while everybody's off, mm-hmm. and you had a new piece to debut this weekend, let him settle in, and then you go to the actual deadline, yeah. and you're not as backed into a corner.
I would much prefer that they did it today than the 31st. But I don't really care. They have enough of a buffer. If they lose, if at the trade deadline they're an 8-game lead versus 11.5, all right, yeah, okay, we're a little bit maybe closer to panic than anything else, but they're going to be just fine. What I want him to do is get the best available arms for the best price. And go ahead and let him work his deal.
Yeah.
And if it takes until the 31st, then so be it. But don't get to the 31st, only have one option, and then you end up with Erod, and you're like, well, okay, that was our only option. That's what I don't want. Yeah. And that's the track record that he's had.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to put it out there that he's not going to do a good job at the deadline, because you're right. Last year, he handled that brilliantly. They ended up getting Flaherty back, and now they have Lorenzo in their top 100. It's clear they're going to add. He told us they're going to add. They also said they're going to be pragmatic. So I don't know. Does that mean a level of, we'll only go so far? Like, we're not going to trade Clark and McGonagall for rentals. I get that. But is there a level where maybe he gets a little uncomfortable with his bullpen and he's willing to be a little bolder based on the current situation?
I think as after the trade deadline, and we see what the Tigers do,
yeah,
we'll get a chance, because there's going to be other reports. Oh, well, this player was, Scott Harris had talked about this player, but the team wanted too much from Scott Harris. Well, what did they want? We'll find those details out. They always seem to end up leaking out, whether it's a week after the trade deadline or after the season. We'll find some of those things out. And if we get to that point and said, hey, they could have added Eugenio Suarez, or they could have added, Class A in division,
right,
but he didn't want to give up X, Y, and Z. Then we can make that the judgment.
Did he do what he needed to do, what was necessary for this team? Yeah, I mean, those pictures will get colored in as we get to and past the trade deadline. And it's not even just like Class A or Kate Smith from the Guardians.
Right.
The Twins.
It's just a couple of the names that people know.
Yeah, the Twins in division have Griffin Jacks, who's mm-hmm. a big swing and miss guy, one of the better ones in baseball. Could you swing for one of their relievers? There's going to be dudes out there.
And those interdivision teams are all probably selling.
Yeah.
Like, I guess the Twins, Guardians, and Royals might see how they do the first week. See if they can gain any ground. But, I mean, they're so far back in the wild card race, they have to win the division, it would seem like. And that seems preposterous.
Guys, I don't think this team was winning a World Series going into the weekend, and I don't see it now. I'm in sell mode, fellas. Get what you can get for expiring. I'm not even reading the rest of this.
For the best record in Major League
Baseball, not even reading the rest
we should
of this.
Be sellers.
What can you
come
get
on,
for,
dummy.
For Gleyber and Scuba? Okay, next. I feel like the Tigers are banking on Lang and others internally to come back to help with the bullpen. That's Kevin at work. Well, they can do both. I totally agree. This is a good thing. Losing sucks, but this team needs to feel it. There are no excuses if they don't make multiple moves now at the deadline.
I thought that was the case before they went on their four-game slide. I say that sarcastically.
I don't know if you noticed, Tom had an outburst earlier laughing at the ticket text. Do you want to know what he was reading?
I do want to know, yeah, because I don't have the ticket text up in front of me.
Jeez, I hope you guys have great makeup sex. Your phone calls on the Tigers, a little bit on TJ Watt, and Stoney's going to be in for crosstalk. Oh. He's got a stat he wants to give us. It's 97-1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and strong relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me over the years, and they've done it for my entire family. So that's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Phone calls, ticket text, thoughts on the Tigers. Good thing? Blessing in disguise? John's not going to go that far. I think it's a good thing. A little extra urgency ahead of the trade deadline. Let's get to JT in Detroit. JT, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
What's good.
Up? Good. Hey, I've been listening to you and your colleagues at the radio station for several weeks now saying essentially there are three categories of need for this team. A starting pitcher, a right-handed bat, in a bullpen arm or two. I think this past weekend series prioritizes the need for bullpen arms for sure.
In other words, if you were like, hey, what am I going to dangle my top prospect I'm willing to trade? Let's say it's Lorenzo. What am I willing to trade him for? If you were like on the fence, maybe I'd use him in a trade for a bat, or maybe I'd use him in a trade for the bullpen. This tipped the scale what happened this weekend.
I would agree. Bullpen.
Bullpen.
Yeah.
Pretty loud.
For weeks. Yeah, bullpen.
Yes, John.
Bullpen.
Yes.
Bullpen. Can I say it again? Bullpen.
Do it fast in a row so we can replace the Bregman drop, please. Because he's not getting dealt.
I got a guy for you. You know, middle of the road dude at this point. Had some success in his career. Kenley Jansen. So all you got to do is say Jansen, Jansen, Jansen.
That's right. Can never have too many Jansens.
Could he wear the number 77?
That would be amazing.
He wears 74 now.
Uh-huh.
Imagine. Then they have like a big game in the playoffs and Hinch is like, we couldn't have done it without Jansen.
All the drops we could have.
Or it goes poorly and I can blame Jansen.
Right. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Always the one that bringing up the negative. Sometimes they do relish in negativity.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
We could get Jansen, Jansen, Jansen versus Bregman, Bregman, Bregman.
Yeah. See who wins.
In a big ALCS. John, Home Run Derby is tonight.
Yeah.
Do you have a pick? Hand out a winner?
Yeah, I mean, it's. I'm going to go with the, I think, who's probably the favorite.
Yeah, Cal Raleigh.
Cal Raleigh.
Yeah.
I think his swing is one that doesn't need to be adjusted for the Home Run Derby. He just, his swing just kind of lends itself, obviously, to hitting a lot of home runs in the regular season. I'm curious, though, not who's going to hit the most, but who hits the longest home run?
I mean, probably Cal.
By the way, I think it's an O'Neill Cruz.
Oh, okay. Well, he's actually number two in the odds, which is wild. He's not even an all-star, but he's in the Derby.
Right. And he's a guy that just, he swings for the fences every time, which makes him a little inconsistent, but his exit velocities are ridiculous. I think he ends up hitting the longest one, but I just think he, even though he's young, because he swings so hard, I think he gets wore out a little bit.
Does Rally hit from both sides in the home run derby?
I think he will just because he can.
Is there a benefit? Like, does it help with fatigue, or do you like lose some of the, you're in the zone?
That is something I'm not familiar with. So okay. I would say maybe there's a benefit. I don't know. I mean, how many home runs are hit out of right field versus left field down in Atlanta?
The ballpark's almost identical. It's 225 to right. Or 225. 320.
That'd be awesome.
Take the lefties. It's 325 to right, 335 to left. I'm going to go with James Wood.
Okay.
There you go. Plus 400.
He'll be good, right?
Yeah. Some good wood.
Put that one on T for him.
TJ Watt came up just really briefly, then I know Stoney's got a stat. TJ Watt, John, I feel like we're obligated to bring this up because he's in the news. Pittsburgh is allegedly taking calls on TJ Watt. We're not going to get TJ Watt, right?
I don't necessarily know that they're taking calls. What I heard was that they are exploring the value.
What does that mean? They're taking calls then. How do you get the value unless you talk to other teams?
Well, I don't really know. They're calling other teams to say, are you interested?
What would you give us?
Yeah, what would you give us?
I saw one of their Odyssey insiders on their Pittsburgh station speculated a second round pick, to which I would say, here's a first, let's get it done, but I know it's more complicated than that.
Yeah, yeah. It's much more complicated.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen here in Detroit.
They're not going to give up their pass rusher.
Unless they're wondering, what do we do after Aaron Rodgers? If he's only there for a year, all right, they did the Russell Wilson and Justin Fields thing last year, Aaron Rodgers this year, they're going to have to figure out who their franchise quarterback is going to be.
Apparently things got ugly the last time Watt's deal was up and they did the you're lucky to be a Steeler and he did the you're lucky to have me. We'll see how it goes this time around.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.